Carl Goodman.
Hi, Paul. It's Samantha here. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, to be very honest. And I'm
That's okay. I heard you had a family emergency.
Yes. Actually, my mom was not well, and she needs to be taken care of. And the lady who, be there to take care of her,
mm-hmm.
while I'm away at work, she was not there. She was on leave.
Oh, no.
And that's the reason why I left her, trusting a neighbor. But then
sure.
something happened, and I had to rush back home. So it was a nightmare.
Oh.
And I'm so sorry to call it off.
That's okay. I'm, I also apologize. I get anxious about things.
Of course.
And because we hadn't talked, and the last time we talked about this was mm-hmm. Was way before I went on vacation, so about a month ago. So I was beginning to think, how patient would these people be if it was their $12,000 that nobody was getting to them?
You have all the right to think like that, and I completely understand, and I apologize to you, okay? But I'm here now,
okay.
And I told
Good.
You in our last conversation as well that we're going to talk about this. See, when we had a last conversation, we were running against the clock there. So that's the reason
yep.
why I told you that this is something detailed, which I want to do once we resolve that particular concern at hand, which was the printing issue and having the copies delivered to you on time. Anyhow, I know we sort of dragged it and made it to the finishing line in the last minute, but we came through. All right, so, yeah.
Good.
Okay, so Carl, let's discuss about this print-on-demand offer, the order that you got from BAM. Now, what exactly happened? I didn't understand. BAM is a reputable company, and if they asked for a print-on-demand order of your books, that's a huge thing. What went wrong?
I had nothing to do with that, okay? What happened, the reason for this, is because Mark Richer had asked for all of these copies. I'm still, in fact, I sent to Steve a note today asking if he really had found out anything more about who Mark Richer was, because
I'm sorry,
sure.
I'm interrupting. Mark Richer. Pardon my language, and I'm so sorry I'm using this word. He's an asshole. I've dealt with him in the past on two projects, and it was a horrible experience. I literally had to cancel both the orders because he's so arrogant and rude. I don't know where that comes from. So I never prefer to work with him. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying something.
Well, anyway, Mark Richer had given me encouragement about he wanted us to print up 2,000 books. 2,000 books, and he also wanted these what he called standees. He wanted me to provide him with 20 of these pull-up displays about the books to place in Books a Million, and he represented himself as an employee of Books a Million.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked a simple question of him, I said, Mark, I need to see the contract first,
mm-hmm.
or I'm going to cancel all this.
Of
okay?
course.
He said, I will send you the contract and the address to send these to once I have the material. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Got the hiccups. He represented himself as working for Books a Million, and he said, I will give you the address and the contract once you've spent over $20,000 to print the books and the standees.
What?
Right? Yes. So okay. At that point, what I did was I said, let's have a conversation. I am pretty aggressive in these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called Mr. Stoves at he's an executive with Books a Million.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's the head of their security, internal and external. Mm-hmm. He's an ex FBI agent. And he searched. He said, first of all, I'll tell you two things. Number one, he is lying to you. Number two is no Books a Million person would have you produce the marketing stuff for their stores.
Exactly.
They would never do that. He said the other thing is that he would provide you a contract before you would spend money to print those books.
And that's how it works.
And you have
a process.
That's correct. And so he said, let me follow up. Within a day, he called me and says, this Mark Richer character does not work for Books a Million. In fact, I even called our people who manage contract employees, like if he were a consultant or something, or part-timer. He says, there is no Mark Richer who works for us.
Who did
He's lying to you. Pardon?
Who did you speak with? At the headquarters?
Yes. Headquarters in Birmingham, Alabama. I talked to their chief of security, and I also talked to their HR manager.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. Mark is an asshole.
And by the way,
he works for BAM, and he works for the Books a Million bookstore in Wisconsin. And that's the reason why most probably the headquarters does not know about him that much. But we take regular orders from these individual bookstores. That's the reason why we are in personal interaction with the individual bookstores and the owners or the managers of those. Let me just explain to you how the print-on-demand works, okay? So that clarifies the entire process. See, all of these publishing publications, for example, the Hudson Group, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, all of them have a headquarters, okay? Now, the headquarters keeps track and records of all the macro management stuff.
Then, hold on one second. I'm out here. Okay. All right, I'm actually at the car because as you were talking, it started to rain. I came out to my car to put up the windows, and, of course, the phone came through the car, so I just stayed here sitting here talking to you.
Okay.
So I was just letting my wife know where I was. So,
okay.
I understand how all that works with mm-hmm. print-on-demand.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, so the headquarters does not actually manage print-on-demand orders because think of it this way. Let me explain it that way. For example, BAM has, let's say, I don't know the exact number, but I definitely know that they have more than 200 bookstores across the state.
That's correct.
Okay? Yeah, somewhere around there. Now, all of these bookstores, they give out print-on-demand orders for individual books every day. So, for example, let's just give a rough estimate. If there is one bookstore of BAM that is giving out an order for one day, 10 individual books, print-on-demand, to third-party
right.
mediators like us. Now, that
yep.
itself becomes a huge number, and it's information, it's data that headquarters cannot manage or micromanage for these bookstores. That's the reason why all the print-on-demand orders are handled directly from the individual bookstores where the order is coming from to the mediators or the customers or the authors that are taking up the orders. So it's sort of like a chain of command internally or on the micromanagement level. So headquarters mm-hmm. does not have the information or record about that. I have worked with Mark. That's the reason why I know that he's an asshole. I can verify that and confirm that. I don't care if this is a recorded medium because I've had a terrible experience with him. So, yes, he is legitimate. He works there. He works in the Wisconsin bookstore. However, he's not a good person to work with. So I actually
no,
had a bad
well,
experience, and I never wanted to work with him again. Whenever I got any orders
okay.
from him, I dropped them down completely without even consulting my client, which is not something, you know, technically ethical for me to do.
Yeah.
But
well,
I was just thinking.
Let me tell you what.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me tell you what ended it for me and Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited. I was hopeful, as any author will be. But I'm not stupid. And I've held significant executive roles in companies and owned my own company for years.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Stoves, who is the director of security, could not find Mark Richer in any of the employee rosters, even in the individual franchise stores.
Even
so he
in
said,
bookstores?
Look, even in the bookstores.
Oh
so what
God.
He said was, look, it's important for me as an executive at headquarters offices to have a conference call with you and Mark Richer. That's all I want.
Mm-hmm.
Need to verify. Because he'll have, if he works for us, he'll have an employee number, he'll have a boss's name,
mm-hmm.
he'll have an address.
Of course.
So we set up a conference call for a time that Mark Richer agreed to. By email.
Mm-hmm.
What happened then was that Mark, it was 10 minutes before, and I was going to set up the conference call. In other words, you know how to do a conference call. I call him, he's on the line, I hit the conference button on my phone, and then I dial Books a Million headquarters, and then hit the conference number again, and it's all three of us talking. He did not call me, and even up to 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
before the meeting, he didn't call me, and he never did call in. Nor when I called him did he answer the phone.
Oh my God!
Okay, at that point, I canceled the order.
That's a major red flag. Of course, I mean I would move forward with that.
Well, and so that's why we canceled it before it got started. So there now I will also tell you it's funny because just
mm-hmm.
before you called me, maybe half an hour,
mm-hmm.
I was talking with a friend of mine
mm-hmm.
who is a supervisory special agent with the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it. He said, Carl, all you have to do is file charges. If you file charges against Mark Richer, I can use his IP address, I can use his cell phone number, I can use past data that's hidden in emails, and he said I can charge him with fraud, and he'll get prison time.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
so I am tempted not to do it because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to lose Books a Million if they're ever a potential client. Now, also,
mm-hmm.
you should know, and you probably do, but you've got a lot more than what Steve is doing to keep
mm-hmm.
on your desk. But what's happened is I have changed, you know, I chose to spend like $3,000 with you guys to
mm-hmm.
publish my book on my books on Ingram Spark because they have a very fast turnaround, and they work as the distributor for bookstores, as you know.
Worldwide distribution, yes.
Yeah. So then I also changed, and I know I'm responsible for that, but it was set up for non-refundable. And I was on vacation. I visited a very large bookstore chain on the coast of Maine. And they said they would not order my books because through Ingram, right? Because it was listed not returnable.
Okay.
So I had Steve change it to returnable because now any bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Sherman's, etc., can order it through distribution. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And that's sorted,
now,
right?
Pardon?
I'm saying that was sorted because Steve informed me that he managed to get that option available.
Yes, he did. That's good.
I've already sold some books the last day. Also, because I'm relatively aggressive and it's more initiative, while I was in Maine on vacation, I visited the headquarters of Sherman's Books in, they're a 9-store chain and do a lot of business. And they contacted me today to send them many copies of the Maine event, my most recent book, because it happens in Maine. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do that on a consignment basis because it's financially better for me and them. But I'm getting ready to contact the headquarters of Barnes & Noble and other book chains. But I can't provide them with copies of the book till I get my order, my personal order, from Steve on sometime before the 16th. And
by the way, Carl, I actually have a very important question to ask you. I understand what happened with Books a Million, but why did you reject the offer for the Hudson Group and Barnes & Noble?
I didn't. I didn't even know we had an order with Hudson Group or Barnes & Noble. Never knew about that. I never rejected that.
Nobody
I'm serious.
Told you
never
about
knew
the
about
two orders?
Nobody told me about those two orders.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
So if you can resurrect them, get them. If you can resurrect them, get them.
Okay. Here's
the deal. I never knew. I can't be mad at you, Samantha, because I never knew about the orders.
Exactly, and I'm surprised that you didn't know about it. Most probably, Steve usually doesn't drop the ball, and most probably he was busy organizing things and arranging things for the printed copies, and since we were facing so many issues, I believe he forgot to inform you about that. Now, let me just go back. When we provided the submission for the books to Books a Million, we did not just send it to Books a Million. We sent it to the Hudson Group. We sent it to Barnes & Noble, and there are two or three other minor bookstore outlets that we sent it to.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, so I got the entire story about them, but I actually didn't have any time to speak with you about the Hudson Group, because the Hudson Group order apparently is actually larger than Books a Million order, because they wanted at least 700 books each. Barnes & Noble, however, is 100 copies each. So that's a small order, but it's good, you know. It's progress.
That's good.
So.
And you know, you can, by the way, if you ever talk to them or Steve, you can always say, I will make myself available for book talks or book signings at their event.
Yes, please.
And I don't care.
Amazing.
And I don't care where they are, because I'm whispering to you. Ready?
Right.
From all my years of travel, I have like 500,000 airline points. So it's not like it'll cost me a lot. If I need to go to Chicago, off I'll go.
This will be amazing, Carl, and I'm so sorry that nobody explained these two options for you. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. See, the refund of the $12,000 cost, that is already there. It's going to get processed as soon as you name it. I just want to see what the costing is for the Hudson Group and Barnes & Noble, and send you a detailed email in regards to both of your options. Then what you do is you take your time, you consider all the information, and also I'm going to get you the contract prior to agreeing to anything at all right? So we're going to do this by the book. If we enter into
great.
That. Again, I'm not going to persuade you.
By the way,
it's your decision.
Would this be my cost of printing and delivery, or would they go through Ingram Spark?
They would not go through Ingram Spark. See, all these print-on-demand orders, they do not do them through Ingram Spark. Ingram Spark deals with most of the international outlets. And just in case, if there's an order requested to Ingram Spark, only then Ingram Spark can come in and fill in the gap. Right now, they've requested the order from us. So that's different affiliation. Let me provide you all the details in writing, in email, with all your possible options and the complete information. Then you make your decision and you let me know about it, okay?
Well, I'd be happy to. You know, the only issue I have, as you can understand, well, you can't understand because you're probably very rich.
I swear to God, I wouldn't be sitting here. I would be flying somewhere.
I understand. Well, you know, I am, frankly, I'm pretty well off.
Mm-hmm.
But my money is tied up to take care of me in my old age.
Of course.
To live on every month. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if, for instance, let's just give it a for instance.
Mm-hmm.
If Hudson Group wants 700 copies of each book, that would be 2,800 copies.
Mm-hmm. That is
right.
Correct.
If I had them printed by Amazon, I'm just using Amazon because they're the lowest cost.
Mm-hmm.
They would be about $4 a piece for paperback.
Mm-hmm.
So 2,800 times 4 would be 2,800 times 4 would be 4,208. It'd be about $9,000.
We are talking. That would be $11,200.
Yeah. So I would have to pay for the $11,200.
No, you won't have to pay for that. You already have an outstanding balance of $12,000 on us. See, here's what I'm trying to do here, okay? It's not something that I'm promising or committing right now, and the reason why I didn't want to bring it up, because I didn't have this discussion with anyone in the upper management so far, because I wanted to see where you're coming from, right? So after this call, I'm going to propose something, and this is what I'm about to propose. So if you look at the costing, and if we go through Amazon itself, the Hudson Group order is going to cost us for $11,200, and if we calculate the cost for 400 copies, that is the Barnes & Noble order, that would come down to $1,600. That is $12,800, to be precise. By the way, I was getting a printing cost of $6 per copy, but you gave me an excellent option, which is $4 per copy, and I think that is the best possible option. What I'm going to do at this point of time...
That's for paperback. For paperback. The hardcovers are about $7 a piece, because I just ordered a bunch through Amazon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we should go with the hardcovers. I'm not really sure whether it's for paperback or hardcovers, so I still need to get more information on that. This is all hypothetical, okay? So we're just assuming things, and we're moving forward with that. Looking at all of this, even if there is an excessive amount, at this point of time, I would recommend I would propose this to the upper management, that the copies that we're sending, we should send hard copies instead of paperback. Better version, quality.
That'll cost almost twice, the question is, what do the bookstores want?
Okay.
You know,
out the requirement, whether they want the hardcover or whether they want the paperback. What I'm trying to push here is that I'm going to get the management to agree on hardcover if hardcover is the requirement from Hudson and Barnes & Noble, all right?
Yeah.
Once they provide me a go-ahead or confirmation that these are all hardcover copies that are required, then I'm going to move forward to the compliance and the billing department, and I'm going to tell them to actually pay for the excessive amount. See, $12,000 of your amount is already deposited to us. Now, of course, if we go with hardcover, there will be an excessive amount of about, I think, if we go with $6 or $7 each, roughly, there will be around 8,000 or 9,000 additional or excessive amount that will be, you know, pending or remaining from the total printing cost. So what I'm going to try to push at, based on all the inconvenience and the bad experience that was caused through BAM or Mark Richer, I'm going to ask them to compensate this. This would be
okay.
A win.
Well, that would be
if
nice.
If we get a yes from them.
Yes.
So that would be a good option. But again, Carl, I'm not promising anything at this point of time.
I know.
Let me make
it
clear.
I understand.
Yeah. If it doesn't work, then we'll proceed with the refund. Okay?
Well, I appreciate it. The real important thing is, to me, is to sell books. Now, let me ask. Mm-hmm. Say if Barnes & Noble and the Hudson Group buy my book,
mm-hmm.
right, that ultimately you and I will pay for it, right?
Yeah.
How will I get paid as they sell the book? How will I get the balance? In other words, when they sell the book, hopefully it's to make me money.
Yes, yes. So there is a certain percentage, and it's definitely way better than what you get online. See, for example, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, once you use their platform to put up the book in order to sell it, they keep almost 30 to 40% off, right? They keep that royalty
correct.
On each book. Here,
correct.
On the print-on-demand orders, what we do, or the golden chance that we have, is that they keep a certain margin, which is definitely lower than 30 to 40%. So we'll be looking at somewhere around less than 10%.
Okay, but then what?
Okay,
I would get a check from them as the books are sold, or I would get a check from you as the books are sold.
No, we are just simply the mediators confirming the contract.
Okay.
We never take part or participate in the royalty or commission of the book. So here's
okay.
what's going to happen. If we are to enter the contract, you're going to sign it and you're going to provide your account details to them. It will be a 6 to 8 month contract, depending on their terms and conditions as well, of course, and the number of copies, because they will provide us an anticipated time frame, right? That if this is the time frame that is required by them in order to sell these copies. And since this is on demand, they should be able to, you know, live up to the expectation or the promise that they are making with us in terms of a legal contract, right? So once the contract comes to an end, or like in the last month, that is when all of the royalties will directly be transferred into your bank account.
Okay, so there would be a waiting. That's what I needed to know. Ingram Spark, I know, take 40% because I know mm-hmm. their contract well. I've spoken with them. And and they pay you every 6 months. So they said even if your book is selling like wildfire, you will be poor at least until we send you the money.
Exactly, exactly. And Amazon and Barnes & Noble, they take at least 30 to 60 business days to pay you from the date of
correct.
Sale. And
yep, they're money.
That, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say that, Carl, let me pull some strings and make this work. I will draft everything out once I have the final confirmation from the upper management, and I'm just keeping my fingers crossed because I really want to get this for you. It's going to be a huge amount. And considering all the inconvenience that you've faced so far, including the Dawn Road story, I really wish to do something good for you, you know, just to make this better. So let me go ahead and have a discussion with them. And most likely, if I got a response today, which is unlikely, you know how these billing and finance are like, I might possibly get a response on Monday, Max. But as soon as I get it, I'm going to coordinate with you first, and then I will get back to the Hudson and Barnes & Noble people, see where we're at, because it was a very long time ago when they requested this order. So I want to make sure that it's still
I am shocked.
Fine.
Yeah, I am shocked that I never heard about it. Ever.
Exactly. I mean, nobody told you. I'm going to talk to Steve after this and ask him. I mean, how can he miss this out? If they told you about them,
right.
they should have told you about the Hudson and Barnes & Noble. Yeah.
That's right. Well, the good news that you've told me is that you've worked with Mark before and that he is an asshole, and that's fine, okay? He might even get fired because of the person that I talked with, Curtis Stove, is their director of security. And mm-hmm. I won't share it with you. I could. He mm-hmm. sent an emergency notice, Curtis did, mm-hmm. after Mark Richard did not show up for our phone call.
Mm-hmm.
He sent an emergency notice out that said to all 260 bookstores
mm-hmm.
that said there is a person who is acting like an employee of Books a Million. His name is Mark A. Richer. You must not do business with Mark Richer at any point. He is a security risk to Books a Million.
Excellent. I know I'm sounding so bitchy and so mean. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, you're not. There are times. There are times when
I just hate that guy. Yeah. I hate that guy.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I appreciate it, and hopefully, we'll get another chance with Books a Million, not working with Mark Richard.
Exactly. Something more, you know, legitimate. I don't know if
That's
he's a
right.
scammer or what. I don't know anything at all now. So anyhow,
yeah,
Carl, let me work things through here, and I
very
truly
well.
Appreciate you being patient with me, and I'm very, 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 very sorry for dropping the ball in the middle. All right, let me just get
that,
back to
that's
you.
That's okay. I just hope and pray that the Hudson Group and Barnes & Noble come through, because that would be a true opportunity to have a chance to retail my books.
Yes, yes, it's a golden opportunity. People wait for an opportunity like this for in the entire lifetime, you know. So that's why I'm trying
yeah.
to push this further, and I want to make sure that this order is so good that we continuously get more orders from them. If that happens,
that's right.
Carl, you know, all of these online platforms, that'll be a cherry on top. This will be your major
yep.
Return on investment. This will be your major source of income in terms of sales and revenue
yep.
generation on the
well,
books.
We,
so I'm
I hope
back.
So. And as I said, I'm I know you and I have talked about all kinds of things, but
mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to sound arrogant at all, but I'm an accomplished public speaker, and I know my subject well. And not only can I talk about my books are mysteries, but they're based on scams and crimes against
mm-hmm.
the elderly.
Of
and
course.
So I could do a book talk. I could do a talk about seniors and the issues of their lives. I can sign books, and I am happy to do that if it will help draw people to the stores.
Yes, yes, that is an excellent idea, and I would consider or recommend you to do that as a next step if we put these orders
sure.
in place, okay? So we'll have another session about that. Let me just work my
okay.
way through this, and you can probably expect a detailed email from my end regarding everything by Monday. Let's just say Monday, all right, just to be on the safe
side. Okay. Very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time, Carl. You have yourself a lovely day and a wonderful weekend ahead. Okay?
You too. And let your mother know that people beyond you and her caretaker care about her.
Thank you. That was really sweet, Carl. You made my day.
Oh,
I would really
you're welcome. You're welcome. She needs to know she's important way beyond just the family.
Of course, of course. And thank you so much for saying that, Carl.
Oh,
all right,
you're welcome.
God bless you.
You too. Take care, Samantha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.